Mitt Romney slams Keith Olbermann for calling Trump a terrorist. By Warner Todd Houston on October 13, 2020. Utah Senator and former GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney spoke out Tuesday about the hate-filled politics pushed on the nation by people such as Keith Olbermann and Nancy Pelosi, as well as the president. The Utah senator posted his statement to Twitter to decry the state of today's political climate. "I have stayed quiet with the approach of the election," Romney began his statement. "But I'm troubled by our politics, as it has moved away from spirited debate to a vile, vituperative, hate-filled morass that is unbecoming of any free nation, let alone the birthplace of modern democracy." Romney did not constrain his criticism to liberals and began his lament by slapping the president for calling Biden and Harris monsters. The president calls the Democratic vice presidential candidate a monster. He calls for the Justice Department to put the prior president in jail. He attacks the governor of Michigan on the very day a plot is discovered to kidnap her, Romney groused. But he had no kind words for the Democrats, either. Romney continued saying, "Democrats launch blistering attacks of their own, though their presidential nominee refuses to stoop as low as others." Pelosi tears up the president's State of the Union speech on national television. Keith Olbermann calls the president a terrorist. Media on the left and the right amplify all of it. Romney went on to decry the rabid attacks flying on both sides of the aisle. "The rabid attacks kindle the conspiracy mongers and the haters who take the small and predictable step from intemperate word to dangerous action," the senator said. "The world is watching America with abject horror. More consequentially, our children are watching. Many Americans are frightened for our country. So divided, so angry, so mean, so violent. It is time to lower the heat. Leaders must tone it down," Romney pleaded. "Leaders from the top and leaders from all stripes, parents, bosses, reporters, columnists, professors, union chiefs, everyone. The consequences of the crescendo of anger leads to a very bad place. No sane person can want that." But note that even as he claims to be disgusted by the vituperative politics, Romney did not fault Biden for calling the president a clown and telling him to shut up multiple times during the one presidential debate we have thus far seen. For reference to Romney's point, one of leftist Keith Olbermann's latest spittle-specked rants featured the former ESPN host insisting that Trump supporters need to be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.